all right? You seem a bit, I don't know, distracted somehow.
No, I'm fine. Just preoccupied.
What was in the package you got yesterday? Was it bad news?
No, nothing like that. It was just a book I ordered.
What book?
An Australian writer I came across. A new novel.
Okay, I'm off. Don't forget to do a shop. I'll see you later.
See you. All right.
Did you like that? I did. I wanted something early, you know? A beginning. The beginning.
All right, Carla. It is you. I wasn't dreaming. There's no letter. Why are you sending me this? Why are you sending me this now?
I did. I wanted something early, you know? A beginning. The beginning. Dawn. Bird life. Trees. The first day of the world. I hope you don't mind the birds. I like my birdsong loud. It's not real. I mean, I didn't go to the woods with the recorder. I should have. What was I afraid of? So I bought it, like we buy everything. A kilo birds, 10 kilo branches, 3... What is it? Knots of wind. How do you weigh song?
I don't know how you weigh song. What are you saying to me?
Joe, you must think this is crazy. Can you just listen? Don't be mad. Give me time. A little time. Let the tape run. Can you do that for me? Answer me. I'll pretend I can hear you. I'll wait. Where was I?
I don't know. Birds, song.
Dawn.
What does a song
bird
weigh?
Song, wasn't it? I see more of dawn now. Not that I go out. I put on the larks, or whatever they are. I turn the volume up and sit in the kitchen with my headphones and look out at the woods. Mind woods. Dream woods. Begin again, I whisper. Begin again. Begin, begin, beginning. Sorry. I didn't want to start like this. I'm sorry it's been so long. I made this tape many times in my head. Just, you know, waiting for the time I could. I got sick, Joe, you see. And so I stayed quiet. Went to ground. Stayed here with Jens and the kids. The world shrank. Or the world that was nearest to me grew bigger. I could have told you, and yet I couldn't. I cut that life off. Our life. Cut you off.
Jesus, Carla. You got sick. You got sick and you didn't tell me.
But you can't just cut things off, can you, Joe? It's like an addiction. You can tell the body not to want the drug, but the body always remembers. The body always waits, ready to pounce the second you forget to police your desire. It's too late, Joe. I know it's too late, and still I had to talk to you. Even like this, which is no talk, just a voice from... I can't even say it. A voice from the underground. I'm sorry. I didn't want to be a ghost. I didn't want to haunt you. I wanted to celebrate everything we were. Are, in some strange way. Are. We are, Joe. We are.
What is it, Joe? What's wrong?
Nothing. I can't sleep. I think I'll get up and do some work or just read for a bit. Do you mind?
Fine. Just don't wake me when you get back.
Carla, you're not dead, are you? No, you can't be. Tell me you're not dead. Why did you do this? There must be something here. You must have sent something. It can't just be the tape. Where the hell is it? Unless you didn't. Unless. That's it. You didn't, did you? But who did then? Who sent it?
Feel like you can see me. Not like the other times. Today, for some reason, I feel you can somehow see me. As if I'm staring into a video camera instead of talking into this machine. As if your face is out the window.
I can see you. I can see you.
Where am I? Where am I, Joe? If you're listening to this, then I'm not here. Not there. With you. Why don't you pour us a drink, Joe? We need it. Look, I'm raising my glass to you. Make a sound with your glass, Joe. Clink it for me.
Drink? You want a drink? A drink would be a good idea. Clink, clink. To you, Carla. Where are you? Where the hell are you?
What's it like, Joe, where I am? You don't know that, do you? How can you? It's not fair to ask, is it?
I don't.
You're sitting there, listening to me. I'm talking to you. Am I? Are you listening? Are you? I'll sit down now. That's how it's done. Like an interview. Imagine if you were interviewing me. I think I'll do that. It would be easier. You imagine it too, wherever you are. Whenever this is. What did you say?
Where are you, Carla?
Maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I should have gone to you. Made a life with you. Left my family and started again. Would you have done that if you were me? The words make it sound possible. But things aren't always possible. You can't always have what you want. You can't give yourself that kind of permission. Or I can't. I couldn't. Happiness is a kind of luxury, I think. It's not everything. It can't be everything. I thought you were my luxury. Oh, this is so Calvinist.
Fuck.
Joe?
Joe, are you still down there?
Yeah, 5 minutes, Louise. I'll be there.
I miss you. You know, something of me is still there. In your city, on your streets, in your bed. You can't see me, but I'm there. Maybe there's the tiniest disturbance when you turn in the middle of the night. The tiniest microgust of air. That's me. Does that make me a ghost? There, you're a ghost too, Joe. A sun ghost on my kitchen table. Some little uncountable part of you is here. It's just the past, isn't it? It's how the past works. But maybe they connect somehow. My past, your past. Maybe together they make some kind of present. Anyway, Joe, I miss you. This is really what I wanted to say.
What are you doing, Joe? What is that?
I miss you.
Nothing. It's nothing. Why are you here? What's wrong?
Whatever it is, it's not nothing. Let me hear it. What is it?
No, Louise, don't.
I miss you.
What is it, Joe?